with H6X Plus, millions migrated. There's your t-shirt right there.
Powerful new technology. Cloud migration. Fully integrated system. HCX. And today we're delighted to announce.
Welcome to the HCX Majors Podcast, episode 19 for July 18th, 2023, live from Indiana. I'm Britton Johnson.
And from Colorado, I'm Andy Belts.
And I'm Tom Zukowski from Michigan.
And from Oregon, I'm Matthew Webb.
Welcome all. We have some new host faces in the crowd. Jason is off on vacation. Francis has more important things to do, frankly. And we're just, you know, slowly changing and growing like everything is always happening at VMware. So Matthew, congratulations. Like I told you before, you have officially been promoted to a HGX Majors podcast host. I know you didn't ask, but, you know, here we are.
Yeah, and I got the raise you told me about too, which is fantastic.
Checks in the mail, as they say. No, wait, seriously, like
the... what?
No,
tell Andy.
First moment, first conversation that I had with you talking about HGX, and we did that episode beforehand, and you had a mic and you had the whole kit, and I'm just like, okay, I need to add this guy in on a regular basis. So, yeah, you were hired before you even really knew what was happening. So. No, I appreciate your flexibility and teamwork in this operation. And Tom, yeah. Tom, you're like leading the charge now. You've replaced Francis in leading the HGX Majors. Is this correct?
Yes, it's true. There's some big shoes to fill, and hopefully I hold my own as we're growing and trying to expand our reach through Europe and hopefully Asia soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of these things of like, you know, I've been just so heads down with customers in the last few months that I haven't even been able to like join the Majors meetings internally lately. But it seems like there is a never ending flow of requests of things that are coming through from customers. I see, you know, constant just stream of, hey, can you help with this? Hey, can you help with that? And just a lot of activity. So, you know, on behalf of everybody else who's doing real work in the HGX Majors, you know, thank you, Tom, for all of your efforts, because you've been the guy responding to customers and dealing with things. And so taking this on, I think, is a big ask of you as well. So thank you for that.
No, you're welcome, man. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun in a twisted kind of way.
Well, isn't that just IT in a nutshell? You know, it's
okay, pretty much, you know, yeah. It's like someone asks a question and I answer the easy question, and then they have five questions that are like deep dives, you know, waiting for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that image of standing out on a limb and, you know, cutting yourself off at the same point, you know, like, I'm just going to go out here and try, and, you know, what's the worst that could happen? All right. Well, it's Explore season and conference season at VMware. We have the giant VMware Explore event coming up in about a month in August. We have moved and relocated back to Las Vegas. Lots of people that I have talked to are excited about that for multiple reasons. Mostly, I think, because it's a little bit cheaper, you know, to attend a conference in Vegas than it is in San Francisco. So that's a big plus. And I wanted to quickly throw an episode out here just to get some buzz created around sessions and things that are happening at Explore about topics that are, you know, important to, you know, selfishly to me, but also I think to the broader audience of people that, you know, who are our customers at VMware. And HGX, I think, is one of those things that, you know, it's always good to get more information and talk about, because there are the folks who have purchased and used HGX. They know what it is, they know what it does, and they understand the miracles that it works. The ones who, you know, or like, what is this HGX thing? Like, those are the folks we really need to get into the sessions that, you know, Brianna and Gabe are going to be doing, and really get them kind of up to speed on why this is something they really need to consider in terms of all of the things that HGX does. So to that end, Gabe, Brianna, welcome back to the HGX Majors Podcast.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. First off, I know you can go out to the content catalog, you can search for ACX, and you can find out all kinds of sessions on things. Where should somebody start if they're attending Explore is there sort of a intro to HCX session that is out there that you guys are aware of, or is there or are they all kind of deep dive stuff this year?
The beauty of our product is a lot of people are now presenting about it, and it's not just us. So me and Gabe are doing a session about HCX Plus, which we've talked about a lot. So that's brand new. We're going to be talking about a real life use case with a real life customer. So that's going to be fun, right?
Yeah. If you pop open that catalog and you like search for ACX, or you know how you have like that product selector, and then you kind of filter for our stuff. The very first entry should be the one that Brianna and I are doing there. So definitely do that one. You know,
yeah.
I can really recommend the one, and it's kind of exciting. You know, this is ACX Plus specific, right? And it's something kind of cool that, you know, like building ACX Plus. You know, this is the SaaS version of VMware ACX. And then we kind of have this unique new opportunity to redesign features. Right. So we have a product. We have multiple products now. So we have the opportunity to work outside of the constraints of what's already there. And so that's this will be an opportunity to showcase some of the things that we've been like refactoring to make it better. Right. If you want to see those things, look for that session. That's getting started with ACX Plus.
And on the same note, I see that there's also a hands-on self-paced lab that'll be delivered that week for HCX Plus as well. I don't have any name attached to it, but it's in the catalog as far as HCX Plus is concerned. So yes. Wherever usually you go to do those sort of things.
Yeah, so usually those do not have names attached to them, but they are going to be available. We're working with the... what's it called? There's like an internal team of people who do the HOLs. So
hands-on labs.
Yeah.
There's captains and lieutenants and admirals that are like HOL captain, HOL.
Well, and I'm looking at one too. It's not HCX Plus, but I think for anybody who's maybe new and wants to get hands-on, it says expert-led workshop, VMware HCX cross-cloud mobility workshop, and it happens on Tuesday and Wednesday of that week with a couple people that will be leading it. It looks like a really good, based off the description, it looks like a really good hands-on led by an expert.
That our friends at Alex and Uma doing those, maybe?
Yep.
That's awesome.
And Gabe's also doing you're doing a TAM session. So Gabe's going to be talking about, but your topic is applicable to HCX too, right, Gabe? Your TAM session.
It is. So this is the, I believe, we're kind of juggling these things, but I think is that the masterclass kind of a.
Yeah, your masterclass.
Right. So that one is meant to kind of a, my intention for that session is really to kind of focus on like, I actually a few years back there was like someone published out a little tiny book that had like tweet size best practices and recommendations, which is like really a kind of a cool concept, right? So you have like zingers, one liners that were like really great bits of information for ACX. So I guess my intention is like for the people that show for that TAM session is to try to give us as many of like these like best practices for success kind of things as, you know, condensed as I can make it and give as many of those as I can. And so that's kind of the intention, is like hopefully provide a lot of value to those folks in that TAM session.
Yeah. And I also have one. It's going to be a demo for HCX Plus. So if you don't have enough HCX Plus content there to just to learn about it. So if you have a TAM, ask your TAM how to get into the TAM sessions. I don't know how to get you in there.
And I can assume, I mean, all the multi-cloud options, I was looking through the catalog, are going to have some flavor of HCX 101, 201, maybe a little bit even deeper. So, you know, if you're a customer coming, you know, multi-cloud's on your roadmap, maybe pick the cloud provider session of your choice, whether it's Google or Azure or, you know, Oracle OCI, And you're going to get some HCX content as well. Like those are all, I know a session going on by one of my peers, Chris Willingham, is going to be doing like a customer journey. And I know HCX is a big part of that too. So even not just the HCX specific sessions, these multi-cloud sessions are going to have a lot of HCX content.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's always a little bit of cross-pollination in some of these things of the way our products integrate and services connect to each other, especially with all the various cloud providers that HCX is part of. So that's, you know, one of these things of like, you might see kind of bits and pieces of HCX show up in other presentations, you know, as you go along. I want to try to highlight as many of these as possible. So the getting started with HCX Plus session, it's NSCB 2170 with Gabe and Brianna on Wednesday the 23rd. So that's before the VMworld, before the VM Explorer party. So people will still be awake and ready to go at 9 a.m. when you guys are up there. So that's good.
Another example of the multi-cloud one that I was referring to is the Enterprise Playbook for Operational Readiness for Azure VMware Solution, which is, you know, our solution in Azure. And that includes, you know, Chris Willingham, who's from VMware, but also some of our Microsoft counterparts and a customer at Chevron, who is the one that's actually leading that charge that will have a lot of HCX content. So that's another one to keep in mind. That one may be towards the end of everyone really tired of Vegas at Thursday at noon 30. So, you know, if you can keep awake at that point, that's another one to keep in mind.
And I will say, outside of these sessions, me and Gabe are going to be running around a lot. We ran around a lot last year, so I'm anticipating the same. The buildings in Vegas are big. Yeah. So we do have, if your account person can get you in touch with Whisper Suites, those are where you get fun NDA conversations with yours truly. So we'll have those available. There's the customer technical advisory board. So if you're a member of that, that's CTAB for short. If you're a member of that program, we'll be there as well. We also have, if you're an account person, I think that sign up comes out soon, but there's a way for account reps to schedule one-on-one meetings with us.
Yeah, those are awesome.
So yeah, and those you'll be able to really, if like, so the Whisper Suites and the CTABs, those are like generalized sessions with other customers in the room as well. But those one-on-one sessions with customers, we can really, it's like an hour long, talk about your use case, talk about concerns, roadmap, whatever you want to. We can talk about what we had for breakfast. But it's really up to you.
Yeah. The best footwear for the Venetian, since that's a massive venue as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A good topic.
That's always sort of on the conference prep checklist, is shoes that are already worn in. So
yeah. If you're not able to set up like a one-on-one meeting, also like, so last year for VMware Explorer, I did a Meet the Expert. This year I don't have that, but I think one of my friends, Imad Yunus, and Andrea from EMEA area, so they're running a Meet the Expert for cloud migration. And those folks, they know HCX also. So if you have like custom questions that you want to ask someone, and if you can't get a hold of Brianna or I, this is kind of a good one to go go ask your question, your specific question, right? You can get an individual time with them.
Yeah,
I also see Ask Me Anything type sessions as well, kind of sitting right next to the Meet the Experts. So yeah, I think a lot of opportunity to get questions answered about pretty much any and everything based off these descriptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton of good stuff in here. And then the last one that I'm seeing on the list is a VMTN Tech Talk, Simplifying Multi-Cloud Strategy for VMware HCX Hybrid Cloud Extension by...
Oh, yeah. This do you know Caio? Caio Oliveira. He's he's from Brazil, I believe, and he wrote a multi-cloud tech paper, like also a white paper this team that he's a part of, they actually went through a really interesting exercise of, you know, like purchasing solution to like almost like a direct connect or a private line between various public clouds. So they actually went through the exercise of saying, hey, like what does it look like whenever I'm like kind of far ahead in my multi-cloud story, and I have, you know, like I have a VMware cloud on AWS, I have Google Cloud, you know, Azure VMware solution. So I have all these things. How can I actually interconnect them and move my workload anywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. And they put together a paper based on the real exercise. So So this guy, if he has a session, I recommend him too. He's
a good guy. And it's that one is already showing to join the wait list. So kind of a pro tip, if you want to get into a session that's waitlisted, just add yourself to the waitlist and go show up. Because a lot of times if enough people are on the waitlist, they will actually move the session to a larger venue to
keep, they will add a second session.
So sometimes. So it just depends on flexibility in the event, the venue, and if there's other sessions that maybe don't have the seating capacity. Sometimes at the last minute they will move stuff around and take you off the waitlist and then you'll be in. So always join when you're building your schedule out, always add everything you potentially could want to get to, because the chances of it suddenly not being waitlisted anymore sometimes do happen. It's probably 50-50, but it does happen.
This is not ACX, but I know. I think the folks from that build the area migration have a session, and I think at this point we've kind of tried to do a better job at sort of kind of differentiating. Hey, what's area migration versus what's ACX, and how do we interact with each other? So,
I do see that out here. It's a multi-cloud assessment and migration with VMware ARIA migration. So Matt Just is on that. Next door neighbor here over in Carmel, Ken Nelbone from Ahead.
If you're looking for tooling to help with the pre-migration aspect of things, like kind of assessing where you're migrating to and things like that, then that's ARIA migration is a good fit for that. And so kind of plays into the whole story.
And I think customers really struggle with that, right? That's really, they decide they're going to use HCX and we've got a great infrastructure and they're ready to push the button to start migrating. But I work with customers where they migrate over a weekend and then Monday application doesn't work. So they roll it back. And while HCX can do that, you certainly don't want to make that a practice, right? Of moving things that don't work in, at the destination or where you split up an application. And I think that ARIA migrations is going to be a really helpful tool to help customers with that.
Gabe, Brianna, I'm curious if you guys can give me and everybody listening a little bit of inside baseball conversation on how you all select what you're going to talk about in an event like this. Like, is there, do you guys talk to the product marketing team and they're like, hey, we want you to talk about this? Or what, when you guys kind of formulate the plan of what you want to talk about at an event, is it something that's predetermined by other groups or do you guys have say in that? Like, what is sort of the process by which you determine what you're going to spend time on talking about and communicating things to customers?
Yeah, so I think it's all up to us, really. So from a product point of view, we decide what we want to talk about and submit the sessions that we want. Okay. Right now, our focus right now selfishly is HCX Plus. That's why we're just defaulting to mentioning HCX Plus right now. And I will continue to say HCX Plus, HCX Plus, HCX Plus.
I'm practicing.
There to share.
Yeah.
There's a lot to share with it.
Will there be t-shirts?
Hey, stand by. There may be other swag. There might be a nice little insulated cup. There might be some stickers. Mm. I can't say much more, but
all right.
Come find us and we might have something for you. Yeah. Cool. So that is handled by our marketing team. But yeah, as far as like the content, our session is actually 45 minutes. All of these sessions are really short this year. I don't know if anyone noticed that, but we only have 45 minutes for ours. We're going to, focus on talking about the customer use case, and that's really what we want to do. And then also highlight all the stuff that we've been able to accomplish with IA. And just because, at this point, we had our initial availability release back in April, but we've already had so many releases coming through the pipeline from our engineering team. They're working really hard. And so we have a lot to talk about, and we also are right now in the middle of planning. So if you come to those NDA sessions, you'll get to hear a little bit about our roadmap, and get feedback on that roadmap. So that's how we decide. Right. Anything to add to that, Gabe?
Yeah. I mean, so it's, we've been working super hard on ACX Plus, right? So I think, prior to the IA, we were year and a half, 2 years working super hard to get a North Star, kind of a are part of the North Star, right? Like, or ACX Plus and NSX Plus. So like, getting to showcase that after working on it for quarter after quarter after quarter, that's really important, right? I think especially like for the folks that are like working endless nights building the stuff, right? And to just so we want to use the opportunity to showcase like what we've been working really hard on and what's going to provide value. So I mean, I think a lot of it is that, you know, try to get the core message across, plus get to sort of showcase what's never been seen before, right? And that's really, really important to take advantage of the audience to share those things.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's no small feat taking and, you know, building a product effectively from the ground up with what's being built for, especially as a cloud-delivered service nonetheless. I mean, so we're not just talking about more stuff that somebody's going to click through and spin up on-prem. It's something that people can consume on an ongoing basis, you know, as a service. And I think that, you know, a lot of folks always take that kind of stuff for granted because, you know, yeah, you just click on Netflix on your TV and it just works. You know, and so now that we're kind of entering that mindset in the customer's mind of, you know, they're going to click on HCX and it's just going to work, like that's high stakes. And you know, I don't take what you guys do lightly because of that either, because there's big, I know the kind of customers that I have that use HCX, and I can't even imagine, you know, like Tom's customers and Matt's and everybody else's, you know, who are doing these things and the kind of big stuff that we're sitting in the middle of. And that's, you know, that could keep you awake at night, but thankfully I'm sleeping okay these days.
If I can say kind of one more thing here, I think it's I don't know if you saw, like, recently I tweeted something that internally we confirmed like about 1 million migrations done with ACX. So it is kind of a neat number and a cool milestone. But you know, so on one hand, we're talking about ACX Plus and what's new with that and what we're building that's like totally done from you know, like a redesign, like, to be better. And then to balance that with like, look, but it's not like new. We've been doing migrations for a long time, for like hundreds, like, you know, a few thousand customers, if you count it, the history all the way back to, you know, a vCloudEra connector. So, I mean, like, well, if you count those customers in its very infancy before it was called ACX all the way to now, I mean, you're probably talking like maybe north of 4,000 customers, probably 2,000 plus under the ACX naming, and a ton of migrations, right?
So, yeah, I mean,
kind of cool to be able to say both things, like, hey, we're building something new and sexy, but also it's like proven and it's, you know.
That actually could be a really cool t-shirt or sticker design, just kind of a riff on the old McDonald's sign of, you know, billions and billions served.
Millions migrated.
I love that.
Yeah. So pass that on to the marketing folks.
Yeah. With HCX Plus, millions migrated. There's your t-shirt right there.
You know, I was having a weird kind of a dream about this, but I was thinking like, so we tell people ACX is not an acronym, right? So it's like VMware ACX, that's the name, right? It doesn't stand for something, but it'd be kind of fun to like, can I kind of take a poll? I was like, look, if it was something, you know, what, if you had a chance to like, you know, create the acronym, like, what would the letter stand for, right? And then I kind of envisioning putting together these options, like happy, hyper, hybrid, you know, connector, connected, you know, like stuff like that. So I don't know, be kind of a fun, you know, like maybe like a little fun poster where people like fill the lines, you kind of like pick the, you know, the unofficial meaning of the acronym, and it was just like, take that feedback and see, you know, I don't know, man. Yeah, maybe we'll have an unofficial acronym name to go along with it as a thing that we do at Explore.
Sorry, Matt, I was cutting you off.
No. I was going to say, you know, so we just released in AVS, we're in federal or in government now, in Microsoft Azure Government. And, you know, to your point previously about Customers Gun, you know, what is this tool HCX? Is it new? Gabe, what year would you pin that on, even back to the vCloud connector days? Like, how long, if you had to put a year on it, have we been doing this? Because it is, if you are not a multi-cloud customer or you haven't done maybe like a VCF migration, you know, HCX is new to you, but it's almost, I have to reassure, no, this has been around for a long time. Like, this is a tried and true product.
From its earliest instance, maybe 2003. So yeah, as a little bit, So I started at VMware in end of 2002. And I think in 2003, we had the connector. So we had like one aspect of it. Eventually, we added the network services platform was like internally known as like the NSP. So it was the part that ran in the cloud that provided like networking services to the VMs. Mm-hmm. So the predecessor to ACX used to provide kind of like sort of like what NSX does today, right? So it provides networking for VMs. So we did something sort of in that space. And then like those bits came together and eventually became ACX. But yeah, so it's been 11 years. I don't know your math.
Yeah, it's okay. Early 2000s is all I need to hear to know the maturity of the product and how far it's come for sure.
Who's going to explore? I am actually going this year. Thank goodness. I have two sessions to deliver with healthcare customers, so I'm excited about those. So I will selfishly plug those in the notes of this episode. Tom, are you going to make it this year?
You know, I have not been. I've been here 8 years, and I think this is the year I'm going. I'm trying to work out the details, but I cool. switched some accounts around in the last week, so I'm going to be going to lose my Explorer. I'll be a veteran after this year. You'll see me with my head spinning. I'm sure I'll be the one probably standing in the middle of the aisle crying. You know. Where do I go next?
Gabe, Brian, are you guys included in the official NSBU NSX party that's happening on Tuesday night?
What party?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure we'll get an invite for that.
Yeah, there is an official NSX party. So,
where does one find those details?
I will have to forward it to you because
you'll find us at the official ACX party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll because I think everybody's going to be there, so I will. You know, if you guys haven't seen the invite from anybody, you might have already been added to the list, but just in case, I'll forward you the link.
It also may be for customers because.
It is a lot for customers, but there's going to be a lot of staff there too, because you know it's going to be a mixing event for sure. So, Andy, are you coming, or are you not going to make it?
I, like Tom, have to date never been, and this year will continue that trend, unfortunately. So I don't send the BU folks as much as the other orgs and sales and stuff. So, no, I'll be with you in spirit.
Well, after all these years of we're working with you remotely, I was hoping to be able to actually like say hi to you in person. But
someday I would love that. Yeah,
but, you know they have something called a GoFundMe.
I need to explore. Work
on your best puppy eyes and take a picture and then post it on there.
I do know a couple of people who are just going to ask for forgiveness instead of permission. So there's that. But
okay, yeah,
something that is a common strategy. It can work.
Yeah, Matt, are you going?
I am going, and this will be my first year. Not quite as long as some of the other people mentioned, but I've been here 6 years off and on, maybe like five and a half. This will be my first explore.
All right. This will be.
Me and Gabe will also be in Barcelona. So if you're,
that's the one to go to.
People are listening. We'll also be there. So
I'm working the back channels already to figure out how I can get there. So we'll see about that one. But
joint GoFundMe page.
Yeah,
hey, we're learning.
GoFund us.
So I got to do before I joined VMware just as a consultant. I attended the first two. VMworlds that were in Vegas in like 2016, 2017. Missed the last one, and then they moved it to San Francisco for a few years and never went to any of those. So now that they moved it back to Vegas, now all of a sudden I'm going back again. I think this will be an interesting time. There's only so much time one can take in Vegas. Like, I'm not one of these people who really loves Vegas. So, you know, I'm going to get out as soon as I can on Thursday. But
has anyone here done a weather check? Have you checked it out, Brendan?
No, I'm purposely avoiding that because I'm sure it's ridiculous.
Avoiding the what? Sorry, I didn't catch
it. Checking the weather and how it's going to be for us.
Oh, gosh, no, I don't.
There's a heat wave going on.
Yeah, you walk outside and it's just like, oh, I'm going back inside.
I want to see this new Vegas Sphere. Have you guys seen it? If you haven't,
no, I've seen images of it, but probably the creepiest one is the giant eyeball. That's the scary.
Exactly.
One.
Yeah. I just want this eyeball to be staring at me in Vegas. That's all I want, because then I'll go away from Vegas as soon as possible, not lose as much money as I usually do.
The Vegas Sphere. I never heard of that.
Yeah, there's some new building that is completely encased on the outside with LEDs, and so they can project a spherical high definition image in 360 degrees. And there's like some high end golf course right next to it, and like they pointed the eyeball staring at this golf course. So they just imagine these rich guys teeing off on the back nine, and they have to stare at this, you know, 60 story eyeball staring at them.
Wow. Oh, it's like brand new. I see like newly on the news. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a multi-billion dollar project. It's supposed to be like an entertainment venue. U2 is supposed to christen it.
They just turned it on.
That will be. Yeah. One thing to see for sure.
All right, everybody. Well, I think that's a pretty good overview of what's to come at Explore this year. Any other final thoughts, bits of wisdom, wear comfortable shoes? That's, of course, the major one.
Hydrate.
Yes. Lots of water. Drink lots of water. If you
SPF
have
30,
we're ahead. Yeah. Well, you know, most of the time you're inside, and that's the one nice thing about all these venues. They all sort of connect in some way or another. You can generally get around Vegas pretty easy without actually having to go outside. That's by design, because they want you can. And to get through, you have to walk through all the casino floors. So as long as you can get through there without losing all of your money, that's the real trick. For those who have not attended, my bits of wisdom, yes, wear comfortable shoes, try to pre-register for as many parties as possible, because you never know which one you're actually going to have time to get to, depending upon where it is. And every single night there's multiple events, so don't ever pay for dinner. Let one of the vendors pick up, you know, your dinner tab at the party. Those are my bits of wisdom. All right. Well, we will come back in a couple of weeks. Gabe is teasing a new release of HCX is going to be happening soon. Ray, do we have it actually on a calendar date yet, or is it you're not even allowed to say that?
You should. See, I mean, you should see it on well internally. Yeah, you should see something.
Okay, but not publicly. There's no like date pending. I have Gabe back to talk in depth about what that looks like and go through the technical details of everything new that is coming in the HCX world. So look for that. I'll try to get this crew back together to hit Gabe with lots of deep technical questions and make his brain hurt just a little bit.
Okay,
sounds good.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.